All right, everybody, Terrence Pop here with another episode of Wrestling. And today I'm going to be answering an email that I got. I got three different emails over the past 18 months from three different individuals. They were worded differently, but they all wanted the same thing. They wanted me to actually speak to you guys like I used to speak to my troops as a first sergeant.
Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with five-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon. You filthy, dirty riggers.
All right. Well, you know, I pretty much speak the same on the videos as I used to speak to my guys, you know, back in the day. But, you know, I guess I will honor this request because we have a problem out there with too many and slack-jawed faggots running around, and it's not working out, at least for the majority of us wandering around out there trying to feed our food holes and secure our next, mouth hug with a head bob, if you know what I mean. All right, I'm going to call this briefing, Fuck Your Feelings. I don't fucking care about your feelings. I only care about how you fucking perform. Can you do the job? Can you hang? Can you make it to the finish line? And if you can't, can you limp across the finish line? Because sometimes that is what it takes to win. I am in the business of winning. Now, I don't train you guys. I've gone beyond that because let's face it, you can train dogs and monkeys. So I don't train anymore. I forge men. And I've been doing it since I was about 20 years old. So I know what I'm talking about here. I have seen three wars come and go. I was almost killed in two of said wars. Why? Because I have a bad habit of leading from the front and by example. I know, it's rare in today's day and age, and in the military today, it's even more rare, because, let's face it, most of the women I've ever served with fold under pressure, so there you go. And don't even get me started on all this trans crazy bullshit that's infiltrated our military and basically ruining it, in my opinion. But hey, I'm retired, so I could speak the truth. Now, one of the biggest problems I used to have is dealing with fat bodies. And most of the fat bodies I had to deal with were women. Because of affirmative action, I wasn't able to throw most of these women out of the military for not meeting the standard of PT and height and weight, because they suffered from Tourette's of the goddamn elbow. They were goddamn fat. Well, all I have to say about that is this. Yes, there are an exceedingly small number of people out there that have legitimate medical issues that basically makes it next to impossible to lose weight. But hey, if you're in the military, you're not one of those people. So you standing here in front of me, fat, is telling me certain things about you. Number one, you're mentally goddamn weak. And you're goddamn lazy. Look in the fucking mirror. Accept it and change it. It's just that simple. Losing weight is nothing but math, addition, and subtraction. And Bill Burr said it best. You ate your way in, you can walk your fucking way out of it, you fat goddamn pig. Yeah. All right. Well, I've yelled at quite a few people with that one because I did a lot of height and weights out there, let me tell you. All right. Number two, you are not a 10. So when somebody says, how do you rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10? And you're like, well, I'm
a 10.
Well, I will give you kudos for a little bit of confidence, but then I will take them away because you're living in a delusion. There are very, very few 10s out there walking around. All right? Very rare. Very rare. Exceedingly rare. And as a betting man, I always bet on the odds. Even if you were a 10, odds are you're a bitch or a bastard. There you go. Most people walking around out there fall on the like spectrum between 4 and 6. Ladies can doll themselves up. Maybe they can get to an 8 if they're stuck at a 6. But usually women walking around who are solid 8s, 9s, and dare I say 10s, are usually working in the entertainment industry, i.e. Hollywood, whatever, because they're cashing on their looks. And if you're walking around out there with a wizard sleeve tattoo upstairs, let's face it, you're not a 10. At least not until 2 a.m. in the morning. Oh, burn. All right, number 3. If you get to the age of 38, no matter what sex you are, chances are you're not ever getting married. Most of the dudes who make it to the age of 38 have realized that, hey, they have seen their friends get divorced. They've seen all the crazy shit. Okay. And they don't want to play that game. They want to get on with their lives, enjoy their peace. And I can't blame them. Now, ladies, on the other hand, once you get to the age of 38, and I don't care if you've already been divorced or if you're single, your chances of getting married are exceedingly low. Now, I'm not going to lie to you people. There are people out there that do pull it off, just like there's people out there who do jack shit and win the goddamn lotto. But as a betting man who bets the odds, you're not going to make it. All right. So, number 4. All right. Now, this one really gets my goat. Victimhood. All right. There are victims out there. True victims. You know, people who didn't do jack shit and bad things happen to them. They get hit by cars. They get cancer. Some of them get shot. Freak accidents. Those are true victims. Now, we're taking away from the true victims with all of the people out there who are victims, and they've had all this trauma, and they're whining and they're crying. Well, they're looking for sympathy. So I'm going to give you the same answer I told all my troops. You want some sympathy, go look in the dictionary between shit and syphilis, because you're not getting it here. Most of the time, these people who whine and cry about being victims literally created the situation that they're in that victimized them. So in short order, logic states they turn themselves into victims. Why? Probably for some type of sympathy or benefit. If you live in the victim mindset, you will go nowhere. And that is the simple truth of life.
Where?
All right, number 5. All right. 33 years, I've had all kinds of different soldiers. I've had genius soldiers. I've had soldiers with master's and PhD degrees. Hell, I even had an actual medical doctor who got burned out on all the shit and decided he was going to do 3 years in the infantry to break up the monotony. He was a pleasure to work with. Let me say that. Now, most of the people out there, at least in the United States, you get a free education from K through 12. Most of the youth of today don't appreciate that, and they do not take advantage of it. But I will tell you this. When you get old and life has really kicked in the nuts and put its foot up your ass a few times, you're going to regret not getting education. Because in today's day and age, at least right now, current year, being an educated individual leads to an easier position in life. The uneducated, well, my grandma used to say it, if you're uneducated, you better have a strong back because you're going to be digging ditches for the rest of your life. All right. I can't tell you how many guys I've had who had to retake the ASVAB over and over again just to get a decent score where they could change their MOS, which is their job, to something that they wanted instead of something they had to take because the score on the ASVAB, you know, wasn't high enough. If they would have paid attention in fucking school, they wouldn't have had this problem. I took the ASVAB in the middle of my sophomore year in high school. I was not a grade A student. I was barely a C-plus student. And I knocked the test out of the motherfucking park. Most of you out there, you're probably fairly intelligent, but you act stupid because it's a choice. If you have a phone in your possession, you quite literally have the Library of Congress at your goddamn fingertips, but you don't use it for anything but, you know, trying to finger bang Mary Jane Rottencrotch and her sister, Slimy Sally, dumbass motherfuckers. Number six, I hate to break it to you out there, but you will always be the sex you were born with. The information about your sex is encoded in your DNA. Meaning, 100 years from now, maybe 10,000 years from now, they find your desiccated husk in a box somewhere. And they pull it up. They can't recognize jack shit, but they do a DNA test. And it's going to say man or woman. That's it. All right. Now, we have all these people out there who are insisting they're the other sex. And quite frankly, it's a delusion. And they're getting mad at people that don't want to participate in the delusion. It's like me walking into a poker game and playing against four or five imaginary motherfucking people. And then somebody standing there getting all pissed off when I don't interact with them because they don't fucking exist and they're not fucking real.
Where?
All right, number seven, and this one is very important. In the real world, there are winners and there are losers. That's the nature of the beast. If the lion has a good day, he runs down the antelope, meaning he wins that day. And you know what else happened? That lion doesn't give a fuck about that antelope's feelings or if it was fair. Doesn't care. That is reality. Now, most of the guys out there, at least in the past 15, 20 years, went to school and they were told there was no winners or losers. Everyone gets a participation trophy. Oh, we can't have bullying. Oh, no, you can't show any masculinity. You can't resist. You can't fight because that is bad. You know what they did to you, gentlemen? They purposely weakened you mentally, spiritually, and because you are mentally weakened and spiritually weakened, your body is weak. They want you weak so they can control you. Don't allow it. Be the man. Stand up. Say no. Resist. Don't be a get-along-to-get-along guy because that's what bitches do, and I don't forge that kind of individual. So, sorry. Number eight. Can't and won't. All right. I can't tell you how many times I've heard this. Hey, Sarn, I can't run that fast. Or Sarn, I can't do this and I can't do that. Okay. Well, in my experience, more often than not, a can't is really a won't. And won't is voluntary. Meaning, you don't do it because you don't want to. You're weak and you're going to cry about it. All right. Now, if a guy comes up to me and says, Sarn, I can't run the 2 miles. I'm missing a leg. Okay. I would believe that that's a can't, not a won't. But if you show up and you're perfectly healthy and you look me in the face and go, I can't do it. Well, you're volunteering not to do it. Good luck with that. I hope you drowned in the sea of mediocrity because you richly deserve it. Number nine, and I've had this excuse, explanation, whatever you want to call it, used many times. And basically, people are upset because they are not where they expected to be at this point in their life. What? Don't get pissed off at me about it. do an about face, walk into the latrine, go look in the motherfucking mirror, because that's the only person that is responsible for you not being where you're supposed to be. And more often than not, you're not there because you turned a can't into a won't. You voluntarily decided to do jack shit and live in the sea of mediocrity and then have the gall to look at me and go, well, you know, I'm just not where I'm supposed to be. I didn't know where to begin. Well, whenever I heard that, I go, okay, you don't know where to begin. Where are you right now? Do a 360 and please explain it to me. And I make them do it. I make them turn around and, well, I'm in your office. And I'm like, look down at the ground. Do you have your boots on? Yeah. Okay. Well, then you've just basically told me that is where you start. Right here, right now. If you don't do it, look in the mirror, because you're the only person out there that is to blame. Don't try to blame other people for your bullshit. You didn't put in the work. You didn't put in the effort. And you get what you get. Number 10. All right. This is about risk. I have taken all kinds of risks in this life. And I'm going to tell you this one truth about risk. Risk usually has a downside. And most of the time, that downside is pain. 90% of the people you walk by every single day, they don't take any risks. Because they don't want to deal with the pain. They cannot get beyond their own fear. They literally build the walls that keep them imprisoned in mediocrity world. Take the goddamn risks. All right, 11. Most of you out there, if you evaluate your friends and you look around, you will see that odds are they're average people. And if you want to remain an average person, by all means, stay where you're at. Fester. Stagnate there. Because you richly fucking deserve it. All right? Now, if you look around at your friends and they're not really standing out, well, guess what? You are the sum total of the 6 to 10 people you keep around you on a regular basis. And if you are not developing where you need to be, you need to get rid of your friends. Find better ones. Or you don't really need them, at least not all the time. But I can't tell you how many times I've talked to dudes that did amazing things, and then after they got done with high school, they stopped because, you know, they're friends, you know. Are you fucking kidding me? I know two people who could have been professional football players, made millions of dollars, but they didn't want to leave their friends. Or their friends told them, nah, you're not big enough, you're not strong enough, you're not fast enough, you don't have enough endurance. Wah, stay here with us in mediocrity land. Don't be that guy. Come on! All right, number 12, and this is the last one. And this is a simple truth. Life is motherfucking pain. You better become friends with pain if you want to have a good life. And what I mean by a good life is when you lived out all of your goddamn years, you are sitting there as an old dude, and you look back, and you have very few regrets. Because I'm going to tell you this right now. I am going to be 55 in just a few months. I have seen the train wreck of carnage out there of all of the people who quite literally didn't understand the thing about life is pain. All right? If you don't deal with the pain, if you're not willing to, you know, at least take the risk against pain, you're technically not living a good life. All right? You're simply existing. Do you know what else exists out there? I don't know. Animals in the motherfucking zoo. They sit there in the box. They walk around maybe a couple times a year. They fuck. They have babies, but their babies are stuck in the same prison that they are. All right. Now, if you're stuck in this mindset, I'm going to tell you this right now. You are living life simply to finish. You are not living life to win. All right. You can play the game to finish, but those that do that seldom, if ever, win. Now, don't get me wrong. There's always the lightning stroke from above, the lotto winner, whatever. I got it. It does happen. But as a betting man, I bet on this. You didn't do shit. You're too afraid. You hesitated. Your friends held you back. You're sitting around. You get to the age of 35, and you're like, what the fuck have I done with myself here? I'm at a loss. Well, again, do an about face. Walk in the latrine. Look into the mirror, because you're the motherfucker that did it to yourself. And now we have a whole generation of individuals out there who can't do that. They can't look in the mirror and take responsibility for the fact that they fucked up. And they're blaming it on everyone else and turning the whole Western world into a huge shit show. Cry me a river, build a bridge, and get the fuck over it, you loser motherfuckers. Quit staying at home and thumbjacking your shit boxes, you lazy donkey-ass sons of bitches. Do something with yourself. I don't care if you get married. I don't care if you have kids. All right? That's not my lane. What I care about is I want to see every motherfucker out there who sees this video to get off their ass and succeed in life. That is one of the best victories you could have. You go out, you do great things. You be more than the sum of your parts. All right, meaning, when they tear you apart and you're laying there dead and people show up and go, I have no idea how this guy was able to do all that shit. It's unexplainable. Be the anomaly. Be the person out there that they can't define, they can't control, they can't fucking scare, they can't intimidate. Be that guy. Because let me tell you this, that guy wins. That guy survives. You guys take it easy. Don't get too offended because I yelled at you. And on second thought, fuck you and your feelings, I don't care. Succeed. Out.